to go head-to-head in the World Group Playoff. Tickets are on sale now. Visit USTA.com/FedCup to buy tickets and be a part of the action. Players subject to change.
Cars.com has all the tools you need for stress-free shopping so you can get the right car without all the drama. Cars.com. All drive, no drama.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues.
Jeez. Don't have any girls in here to do the dishes.
I'm not afraid.
How come you don't need women to do the housework?
This rover.
Who is
Why
this?
Would anybody want to touch a girl's butt?
Oh, jeez, that's a good thing. That's a good question.
Who is this?
Harold O'Connor.
I'll be
Harold O'Connor.
Who, Harold O'Connor?
Yeah, Carol O'Connor's cousin.
Oh.
Sounds a little like him, not very much like him. No. In fact, maybe not like him at all.
I kind of sounded like him. I'm trying to think of who it sounded like.
Cartman from South Park.
Yeah, Cartman.
Man, you're doing that woman's work in the kitchen.
Bartman. Cartman's brother.
What a weird day this is going to be. This is, folks, this is going to be depressing. It's going to be eye-opening. It's going to be funny. It's going to be sad. It's going to be confusing. There's a lot of stuff we need to talk about. Since we were last together on Thursday, good afternoon and welcome to the April 14th edition. Ooh, Tax Day Eve. That's right. At least the... Read an article on the end of the midnight postal line that used to happen, you know, like tomorrow night at midnight. People lined up at the post. That's over, thanks to e-filing. So that's the end of that. I never did understand the people that did that anyway. Waited till the last second. They had to go to the... It was always the downtown post office that says, we'll be open till midnight if you want to drive up and put your tax returns in there. Either one of you two know if you get money back, if you owe money. Do you know yet?
I owe.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Was it a big surprise? You owed?
No, I owed last year, and this year, not as much, which is good.
Hmm. Peon, anything?
When I combine them both, I get a little bit back.
Okay. Not enough to change your life.
No.
Well, we'll do the Burke segment, but the first thing we have to do is dedicate this entire show to Southside Harry. Harry passed away over the weekend, and... Harry Schultz, he was a firefighter. He was 78, I believe, 77, 78. And we talk about how we seem to have fewer and fewer characters in the world. Harry was a character, and I knew him only as a caller to the show. Might have met him, think I did, once or twice in passing. Hey, I'm Harry, nice to meet you at somewhere when I used to go out and do that stuff. But it's the Southside Harrys of the world that make us feel like somebody's listening. You know, the truth is, most people never call. I don't know how many of you are out there listening. We have no idea. No station does. They'll lie to you and tell you they do, but they don't. Sometimes I wish we did.
What is it, probably a 0.5% of, maybe?
Of what? Oh, they call? Oh, yeah. My goodness, at best. At best, it's a 0.5%. So most people never call. So we don't get a chance to, you know, talk to most listeners and get to know them and what's your story and what do you do, what did you do, where do you live, you know. And I like that. I wish more people would call. And then there are people that call regularly, and they become part of the show. The Moons of the world, the Bernices of the world, the Southside Harrys, the Blind Bob, and on and on and on. And it's sad. I hate to lose a listener like Harry. I hate to lose any listeners, but, you know, he's an example of somebody who shared his life with us. We know that he kicked his drinking problem. We know that he was a firefighter. He was a grandpa and a great-grandpa and an avid avid listener, and you could not think you could be more AM and the PM than Harry was.
He would call us every year in July, around July 7th, if it fell on a weekend, or on July 7th, to say, I just wanted to say happy anniversary. That was it.
Yeah, he didn't forget that. And no. he always remembered something I don't really care to discuss or talk about or make a big deal out of, and that was my birthday. It would be Harry. He'd go, Frank, I know you don't mean it. He had that, I sound like Harry, had that voice. I can't really do it, but he'd go, I know you don't always say anything, but happy, whatever, you know what. S-H-O-U-L-T-S, which I would imagine is shouts. That's the other thing. We're on a first-name basis with people, or it's Blind Bob or Southside Harry, so we... You know, even though we didn't know the last name, a retired firefighter, avid Cardinal fan, very AM in the PM. And 2 days, according to the email I got from his grandson, Matt, thank you, Matt, for the email, 2 days before Harry died, he was trying to cheer up his daughters, and they were obviously grieving and sad. And he was trying to tell, according to Matt, a joke that he said he'd heard me tell. And he couldn't remember the setup. Now, I have to tell you, folks, there's nothing I want to do more today than tell that joke for Harry and dedicate it to Harry. I have no idea what the joke is, and I wrote Matt back and I said, Matt, can you give me anything? I mean, there are four or five Cinderella jokes, and he couldn't. And so I got to thinking about it, and I really only remember ever telling one Cinderella joke, and I haven't told it for a long time. So unless we somehow come up with the joke, because he mentioned a carriage in the joke. Well, I think every Cinderella joke has the carriage.
Right,
you know, it's like, okay, I'm going to get you a carriage and the nice clothes and glass slippers, but he's got to be home by midnight. So the carriage is going to be in any of them. I don't know that that's an important part of the joke. So it almost has to be the one joke I'm thinking of, and it has to do with her not making it home by midnight, and that's all I'll do for now. And until we decide it's another joke, that'll be the joke that gets dedicated to Southside Harry. And then his grandson says, do you keep any recordings of the show, any way to hear his phone calls? You know what? We're terrible about that.
Oh, we're terrible about that, but he called just sporadically. It was just like
we're not going to catalog or file away every time somebody calls and put it under somebody's name. We don't do that. We're not very well organized. So rest in peace, Southside Harry. He was a firefighter, by the way, for 30 years, born in 1936, and this is pretty impressive. He had 25 grandkids and 12 great-grandkids, and I think another great-grandchild on the way. So if you knew Harry, worked with Harry, were wild about Harry, that's a song. See what I did there?
Yeah.
See what I'm just wild about Harry. Visitation will be at Cudas Afton Chapel tomorrow from 4 to 9 p.m. Funeral service at 7 o'clock, and the interment is private. So I know that most of you listening didn't know him, but you know what? When you become what we consider to be a regular part of this show, I think it's the least we can do to pay a little tribute in the form of dedicating the show. So the show's dedicated to Harry. Now,
and Mike, which is one of Harry's grandsons, he lived with Ethan Jones. He was a roommate of Ethan Jones, who played with the Well Hungarians and now has moved on to Nashville. But so that's how I met Mike, and he told me, he said, you know my grandpa, Southside Harry. I'm like, oh my goodness.
Yeah, and I don't know who gave him the name Southside. Did we give it to him, or did he give it to himself?
I think he gave it to himself.
I love a guy that gives himself a showbiz name. Yeah. You know, I'm Southside Harry.
Yeah.
Good for you, Harry. Harry, if you're listening now, we'll try to do right by you with the joke today. Now, we're going to do the Burke segment, then we're going to get into some stuff here. We have to talk a little bit about this guy in Overland Park. And I know what this show is all about. I know what it's supposed to be. But every once in a while, folks, you have to stop and just pay attention to things that happen, like what this lunatic did in Overland Park, Kansas. But first, the Burke segment. Do we have anything?
I do.
I'll let somebody else talk first.
Let's let Mr. Kidney Stone do his talking. I know you were in Friday. I do know that. I have people.
Yes.
I have people who report to me. I know you haven't passed it, but here with more on that and whatever, Dan Strauss, everybody.
Okay, thank you so
You're
much.
You're welcome.
Yeah, Saturday night, the band that I'm in
Saturday played, night's all right for fighting.
It was.
Yeah.
It was. And the band that I was playing, we were playing out. And we had Tom Price.
Oh, this
Price.
Would be Henry's Herman's.
No. The Southside Johnny Band. Southside Johnny
right.
Band. We
that's
were playing right. out in South County. And Joe Harden, Betty, his wife, and CW and Katie, these people are all people that went on the trip. They came walking in with Tom Price and his wife, Candy.
Well, you've got like a following. You have these like these cult people that follow bands from venue to venue.
And we find out that Candy, Tom Price's wife, her brother is a bartender at this place. And she didn't even know it.
Well, these are some great stories.
It was. So I was talking to, I was over there talking to them during a break, and my kidney stone had been bothering me a little bit at that point.
That's what they do.
And then Joe was talking to me a little bit, and I just kind of zoned out, and it started.
Well, that's a nice thing to say about Joe's conversation.
No.
Joe was talking to me, so I just zoned out.
No.
Sorry, Joe. Sorry you had to hear that.
The pain started getting a little more intense, and it just kind of took me and just
now.
Kinda,
were you performing in a tent? Did they have tents for the listener? What kind of tents?
Yeah.
Oh,
my tents.
See what I did there?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's so difficult to tell a story.
Yes, it is. I know.
So, I ended up going to take a pain pill. So I took a pain pill, and the rest of the night, as far as I know, was great.
Probably was the best performance you ever gave.
I think it probably was. It was. So I went on, and yesterday, I didn't have much of much pain. And then today, there's little twinges here and there, but not enough to warrant taking any pain pills. So I had no pain pills yesterday, no pain pills today. And I thought I was straining. I have to use the strainer, so I thought that there may be a little kidney stone in the strainer. And
I believe
wasn't.
We have a recording of Dan straining.
Yeah,
this weekend, Saturday. There he is, right there. There he is straining.
It turns out that it was just like a little piece of fuzz that got in the strainer, and then I came in today. I came here to work today.
Yeah,
and
that deserves a round of applause. Most people would be laid up in bed. I'm sorry, I can't come in until I pass this stone. Not you.
I was walking down the hall because I had to go to the bathroom. Greg Kornfeld, one of the sales guys back there, Corny, walks up and says, how's the kidney stone there, Dan? And I said, it's still there. I went into the bathroom, and like what happened the last time, about 6 or 7 years ago, all of a sudden something started happening, and I swear I was going to pass out, and ploop. It popped out.
You have. Are you making the official announcement that as of just this last hour or two, you passed your stone?
About, I would say about 240, between 245 and 250, the stone has exited my body.
Yeah.
And it almost brought me to my knees at the urinal. And then I had to go out. I had to sit down in the kitchen for a little while.
Yeah, I just walked past him. And that's when Corny was talking to him. And I just walked into the studio not knowing. And then all of a sudden he comes in and goes, well,
why not
my baby.
Why not that is a name for your band, the Kidney Stones? People go, hey, we're going to see the Stones.
You know,
and the Stones are playing, and you might get a huge crowd. People think it's the Rolling Stones.
Well,
and I guess you go, no, we're the Kidney Stones.
I said, instead of the Southside Johnny Band this weekend, we were going to change our names to the Passing Stones.
No, so, I like that. That's better.
Yeah, the Passing Stones. So we did that.
The Passing Jagged Bloody Stones.
Yeah.
No, the Kidney Stones featuring Mick Jagged.
Yeah. Holy cow, that was crazy. So that just happened. So
you got to feel great.
Oh my goodness. It's like that pain that I was feeling, that little twinge and stuff, that's gone. There is a
Well, that's good because I'm sitting here looking at my medical reference guide book, and I looked up all the symptoms you just gave me. Subsides with pain medication, and after the pain medication wears off, so twinges, and then more twinges, and it says if the stone has not exited And it gives a timeline that pretty much coincides with what happened to you about 2:45. It says that about, if you go an hour or two more than that with the stone, penile amputation.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that's what you were looking at, is amputation of the penis. It's a good thing you passed that thing.
Well, good luck with that.
Yeah.
And then on a serious note, and you talked about, we talked about Southside Harry dying this weekend, and I got to know Harry a little bit, and I got to know him through his grandson, Mike, and then from talking to him when he would call in all the time. I had another friend of mine that he is an Eagle. He ran the Eagles hockey club that I belong to, and for years and years, and I've known him since 1986, and we've gone on trips together and all this other stuff. I just found out, and he maybe is 60 years old, something like that. He passed away Saturday. His name is Mike Page, and just a classy, classy, outstanding type of guy, a guy that you really would want to be around. And you always said that you want to leave this world and say he was just a good person. And that's how Mike Page was.
Yeah, and I think the word I like to use is the best thing that you can, your greatest accomplishment would be when you're gone, the people go, he was a really decent man. I mean, that to me, I don't care about what you invented or what you built, but you're the decent human being.
No, and that's how Mike was. Mike Page was like that. He was just a decent human being that treated everyone like he would want to be treated. So.
Well,
And he had cancer as well. I think Harry had cancer, too.
The thing about Harry, you ever know, and I listen to people's voices, and sometimes you can tell by somebody's voice that they don't have to say but a couple of sentences, and you're probably right in your decision that I'll bet this is a really good guy to be around. And that's what just knew I'd like to sit and have a beer with this guy. Sounded that way.
Yeah.
And I don't think you can fake that. You can't unless you're a professional actor, and Harry wasn't a professional actor.
Yeah.
What else do you have?
That's
no other bad news?
No bad news.
Right, look at the good news, and again, repeating our former earlier bulletin, the stone has passed. Again, another round of applause. Yeah. Stone has passed. Peon, did you have anything?
Yes, I did, but
there is almost professional bowler Eon the Peon.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I saw this article today, written by a transgender woman. I mean, I guess.
Now, what does that mean? Does that mean she was a woman, or she's now a woman?
Well, transgender is only, I don't think you have the
parts,
surgery.
Yeah, but my question
is, I think you identify as a man.
Well, now, wait a minute.
Do you say, I don't know what you call.
But if you're a transgender woman, does that mean you went over from male to female? Forget anatomically.
I don't know.
Or does that mean you were a woman, but you're a transgender woman, which means you're not really, now you're a man?
I don't know how to classify it, but this person is born a woman and identifies, I guess,
as a man.
And dresses as a man.
Okay.
And so she wrote this article about how most of her adult life she's had an issue with using public restrooms and how traumatic it has been for her. And so she talks about in the article how she still uses the woman's restroom.
But
gets
walks
looks,
into it looking like a man.
Right, and that's where the problem is.
Well, sure.
You know, she gets looks by women. They think a man's in there. She's gotten escorted out by security multiple times before. So she's afraid to use public restrooms anywhere. But I was wondering, why doesn't she use the men's restroom? If she identifies as a man, dresses as a man, I think that wouldn't that alleviate the problem?
Well, here's the problem with that.
You can go in a stall.
Biologically,
you can go in a stall in a men's restroom,
right, and people
sit
just
down, and nobody would know any different.
They just think you're pooping,
right?
But you're also looking at men with their wieners hanging
well,
out.
Well, if you go into a stall.
Well, as you walk in, before you get in the stall, you might glance over and, oh, there's some guy's wieners hanging out.
No.
You can see them.
Not even most of the time. If you go to a urinal, can you see another? I mean, if you're looking.
I think
ahead.
Of it as you as a guy in the men's room, and this person came in with a vagina.
But you wouldn't know.
No, you wouldn't know. So I agree with you. I think the choice to make is go on and go in the men's room.
Yeah.
Sit down to do your business.
And she doesn't mention any of that in the article about how that would, you know, if that would change the issues. So I don't know. I mean, I felt sorry for her on one hand, her,
confusing,
you know, for being harassed by just by wanting to go to the public restroom. But I thought that it would just be
the only other way to deal with it. As you're walking in the restroom, looking like a man, but you're not, and you're going into the women's room. And if women go, "Well, Wes, that looks like a guy coming in here. Hold on there. You can't come in here." You say, hold it, and just drop your pants and show the vagina.
Well.
And then you say, and then they'll go, "Okay, come on in. You know, all right, you can come in now."
Well, I think
it's like showing your identification.
You may still have an issue with security there.
That's true. That's true.
So, I don't know. It's just... that one perplexed me.
Well, that's a life we'll never have to figure out ourselves.
Well, then, you know, and we've read art, you know, heard stories and things about that, you know, should places have to put another bathroom in specifically for
transgender.
So
now you've got both sets of genitalia using one bathroom.
Hey, some places do. Some places have unisex. Those unisex things where you can go in.
You know, this is the world we live in. 50 years ago, nobody had this discussion.
No.
This was not an issue.
And the other thing I had, I thought this was pretty funny. Most people in the video game industry and world would agree that the worst video game of all time would be E.T. from Atari. I don't know if you're familiar with
it. I never
that at
played
all.
It. I had an Atari, I didn't play E.T.
I do remember that game, and it was just a horrible abomination of a game. I mean, most of the parts of the E.T. movie were not even really included in it. It was just terrible. But so it was so bad that the company at the time, Atari, once they, you know, they had a bunch of these games left over and they weren't selling, so they buried them in the bottom of this. They buried them in a trash dump, a landfill. And so now this person, he's going to make a documentary about it, and they're going to try to dig. I think they were buried in 1983. They're going to go to this landfill and dig down into, like, with the excavation group.
Oh my goodness!
To get these games
and archaeologists and try to see if they can find these games buried, and I don't know, unearth
Why?
Them.
Do
I don't know.
Just for
I guess the sake of a documentary, just you know, as a funny thing that can be done. But I thought that was funny. So
it sounds like the world's most boring documentary to me.
Yes. So
what's your lead in to the actual digging?
Oh, I mean, I'm sure the part of the documentary will be the backstory on the game and how bad it was, and then the digging, and then hopefully the unearthing.
I can tell you'll be watching it.
Oh yeah,
you'll be there.
That was it.
That's it. Let's close it. Let's close the Burke segment. Our segment is officially closed. We're going to take a break. We come back. We're going to go over a couple of things here. We're going to just at least make sure that you are aware of what happened in Overland Park, Kansas. We're going to talk about this lady in Utah. I didn't know anything about this story till about 3 hours or so before we just went on the air here. This one, man, I'll tell you something. There are some really crazy people in the world, and more of them than I think any of us realize. And that's why I think it's important for us to make sure we do our part in helping you be aware of what kind of lunatics are all around us. And 2 days ago was the 60th anniversary of the recording of a song that, and see, during the break, I know you can cheat and go look this up, Peon, but just give me a word you want, that actually most people, or many people, and probably most, consider to be the first real rock and roll song, even though the term rock and roll had not been coined by Alan Freed yet, but the term rock was. In fact, the use of the word rock was in a song as early as the 1930s, singing about rock, but not rock and roll. And this song, to most people, kicked off what in all its forms later on became rock and roll. So we'll talk about that. And then some other stuff, some some really funny and fun, and some are pretty serious. So we'll get to it in a minute. Let me go ahead and give you the numbers, and if you're real patient, you can go ahead and call now. That way you know you'll get on. Oh, and of course, Jose will be with us next hour. 314-969-KTRS, 888-550-KTRS, American Equity Mortgage. I'm proud to say it's our very first sponsor that I get to speak for today. And I've been doing that for over 21 years, 52 weeks a year for over 21 years without a break in the schedule. Man, oh, man, is that a radio person's dream to have a dozen advertisers like that that stay the course? And then, of course, that means little or nothing to you. What you want to know is, well, why has this place been around so long? Why do they have so many locations around the country? Why are they so successful? Why do so many people copy them? Well, it's the same reason people copy anybody. You know, when the Beatles came here, that was the first group of four guys. Remember the drummer, Dan, was always at a higher level?
Yes.
They'd have the drummer. He was always up on a platform behind him. And then all the groups copied that same. The drummer's sitting up on his own little pedestal.
Oh, yeah.
And then here came the Dave Clark Five and the Kinks and the Byrds. And everybody looked like they're trying to be the Beatles. Well, that's what happens. That's what happens with American Equity Mortgage. When you come along and you do something like nobody else has done it, they copy your phrasing. They try to come as close as they can to duplicating your phone number. They try to go on the air and make it sound like they have the exact same offers. Well, the offers are similar. They're mortgage companies. But I would say to you, and it always comes down to this, let's say there was another mortgage company that was absolutely equal to American Equity. They were equal in every way. You know who you're going to go to? American Equity Mortgage. And you know why? Because you're AM and the PM. And you know that if all of you went to that other mortgage company, American Equity would drop off the air. And if that happens two, three, four times, this show is off the air. So to prove your AM and the PM loyalty, I'm saying to you, and I don't know if there's a mortgage company that stands as an equal to American Equity. But even if there would be, come on. American Equity, that's who you want, American Equity Mortgage. Nobody, if they can help it, is going to beat their rates. I don't think anybody can work faster for you, and I don't care how lousy your credit is. When they say perfect or less than perfect credit, the reason they say it is because most people don't have perfect credit. I don't have, what is perfect credit, 900 or something?
I don't know.
I got great credit, but it's not perfect. I've got 840 or something. That's huge. It's not perfect. So your rate is always dependent on your credit rating. They'll work tirelessly to get you the very best rate they can, no matter what your credit rating is. So think about it. Think about debt consolidation. Think about home improvement. And think about calling American Equity Mortgage. You can get them online at AmericanEquity.com, or you can call 314-878-9999.
Let's get a look at traffic right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Yeah, Dan, hey, by the way, congratulations.
Thank you.
I heard your story, and I saw your little bouncing 4-millimeter
I put that on Facebook. I put it on Facebook. Yeah. I like someone said, when's the christening?
He put the stone on our Facebook page?
I did. No, not
way
on my
go.
Facebook page.
Great.
I'll put it on ours. I did put it on mine, but I'll put it on the show's Facebook page.
And to give them an idea how small it is, why don't you have a picture of your wiener right next to it?
Yeah. I can zoom in.
Oh, we've got a couple of problems out there. You've got a two-vehicle collision on southbound 141 just before Burgundy that's got the left lane closed. And we also have a stalled vehicle that's blocking the right lane on southbound 270 right at Graboy. You can get off on the exit there, but that right lane is blocked and you're backed up approaching Highway 44. This traffic report is brought to you by Preparation H. Hemorrhoids? Try Preparation H. Relief with the power of two. First, fast-acting Preparation H medicated wipes, then longer-lasting maximum strength cream. At Walmart, use as directed. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
When you need to know.
It was early in the morning and it was dark.
When threatening weather strikes, for the most complete and accurate coverage, turn to your severe weather station.
We heard tons of wind ripping through, so we all gathered our stuff, went down in the basement with all the kids and everything as a precaution.
KTRS. When you need to know. The Big 550.
It turned out it was important to do so.
Your official weather station. KTRS. Depend on it.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait until you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-644-4945. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-644-4945. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-644-4945. That's 1-800-644-4945.
Spring is here. That's good news. The bad news is, when was the last time you turned on your air conditioner? You probably should get it checked out for the season. That's why you should call Gelmisch & Sons. Gelmisch & Sons has been around three generations, started in 1950. That's 64 years family-owned and operated. If your air conditioner is on the fritz and your heater is in trouble, Gelmisch & Sons will install a new air conditioner and a heater. Listen to this. $26.95 installed for a full Lennox system. Now, Gelmisch & Sons is a premier Lennox dealer that they earned that reputation due to their superior customer service. At Gelmisch & Sons, $26.95 for a full Lennox system, or call them to get your air conditioner checked for the spring season. Gelmisch, doesn't matter what you call them, call Gelmisch & Sons, 314-993-1110, or you can always check them out online, gelmischandsons.com. 314-993-1110 or gelmischandsons.com.
This is Martin Kilcoin. I'd like you to be my guest for a dynamic retirement income workshop. Ken and Lori Heise from the Heise Advisory Group are bringing their show on the road April 17th at 6:30 p.m. at the Old Orchard Gallery in Webster Groves. Call 314-909-1116 to register. Here's Lori Heise with more.
Thanks, Martin. Ken and I are committed to the financial independence of every client we serve. On April 17th, Ken will address how to assess risk levels and fees associated with your portfolio. He'll also cover a few things you may not know about mutual funds, retirement income streams, and protecting your nest egg. Call 314-909-1116 to reserve your spot.
Join me and don't miss this retirement income workshop with the Heisies on Thursday, April 17th at 6:30 p.m. at the Old Orchard Gallery in Webster Groves. Call now 314-909-1116 and register. That's 314-909-1116.
Ken Heisey is an investment advisor representative. Investment advisory services offered through Global Financial Private Capital, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Lori Heisey is a licensed insurance representative.
Granite Busters is the region's number one name in granite countertop savings. And for a limited time only, they're making an offer you can't refuse. 45 square feet of Category A granite countertops, a stainless steel undermount sink, a sink grate, and the plumbing hookup, all this for under $2,000. Just $1,999.55. Questions? Call Granite Busters right now at 314-720-4610. That's 314-720-4610. Or visit the Granite Busters showroom and 20,000 square foot double warehouse at 1752 Jeffco Boulevard. You'll find over 125 colors and 500-plus granite and quartz slabs in stock. That's the biggest selection around. And at Granite Busters, they feature digital templating, laser stone fabrication, and expert installation, all 100% free. Upgrade to granite countertops right now. Call, visit, or log on at granitebusters.com. The kitchen countertops of your dreams for under $2,000. Only at Granite Busters.
New customers only. This offer cannot be combined with any other offers. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Hi folks, Bob Candace here of Candice's Restaurant with some great news for Easter. Candice's will be serving Easter brunch all day long. Enjoy a variety of carved meats, including roast beef, Virginia pit hams, hand-carved turkey, along with many breakfast items. And also some of your favorite Candice's favorites, like fettuccine, toasted raviolis, and tortellini. For reservations, call 636-220-8989. We're located at Holloway Road in Manchester. Candice's, because you love great food.
Dun, 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 dun. Dad, what are you doing in my cape?
I'm not Dad. I'm Safety Man.
Any parent can be a safety hero. It just takes a few simple steps. Start by replacing older smoke alarms with Kidde worry-free alarms. The 10-year sealed-in lithium battery means these alarms are always on. No low battery chirps and no battery replacement for 10 years. And Kidde makes it simple to choose the right alarm for the right location. Help make fire safety worry-free and give back the cape. Kidde worry-free alarms, available at the Home Depot.
1985 called. They want their bathroom back. Sound familiar? Might be time for Right Bath. Right Bath's certified team of experts will use quality fixtures and finishes. No cover-ups. I repeat, no cover-ups. Right Bath will remove existing problems and fixtures and replace them with a new, timeless bathroom. For quality bathroom in just 5 days, visit rightbath.com or call Right Bath. 314-909-1820. Right Bath. Fast, affordable, forever. Right Bath.
We are 6 days away from April 20th, and 420, for whatever reason, is the universally is the number that means marijuana. It means let's smoke some dope. It means a celebration of dope. And I've been trying to find why, because I know that coming up here in 6 days when it's April 20th, a lot of people are going to be firing up some joints and eating brownies and celebrating cannabis, but nobody's, you know, it's not a significant date like there's no bill in Congress with the number 420 that has to do with legalizing weed. It's not the day Bob Marley died. I'm still trying to figure out what the 420 stands for, but the people who smoke all seem to know that 420 means. Now they say that in the 70s, there was a group of hippie stoners in Northern California. And they used to meet at a designated location every day to smoke weed at 420. And they did it so regularly that the group became known as the 420 Club. And maybe that's it. I mean, that's the thing that makes as much sense to me as anything. So I'm going with that one. I'm going to go with that. So happy 420 in advance to everybody. 314-969-KTRS. I didn't say toll free. I'm trying not to say that because it doesn't mean anything anymore. 888-550-KTRS. This guy in Overland Park, Kansas, this, whatever his real name is, Frazier Glenn Miller, he's got a couple of names, he's a convicted. The three interviews this morning that were done with this guy, it's absolutely astonishing to listen to a guy say what he says in 2014. These interviews were from anywhere from 2010 to a year or so ago. But in this day and age, to hear a guy on the radio being interviewed or on TV saying, and when they said, let's just get right to it, you hate Jews. He goes, damn right I hate them. I hate the SOBs. And he just starts off and he just goes. And he hates black people. But he says, far and away, Jews are a bigger threat than black people. And the more I listened to this guy, the more I realized we live in a world filled with all kinds of nuts. And I don't know what normal really is, but I know that normal is not to be filled with this kind of hate. The other thing I got to thinking about was this. I've heard black people say they hate whitey. I've heard white people say they hate black people. I've heard straights say they hate gays. Have you ever heard of a group or a representative for the Jewish people come out saying how much they hate white people? I haven't.
No.
Ever. I've never heard a Jewish spokesperson say, we're going to kill all the damn Germans for what? Never heard it. Yet there still seem to be people that, you know, the other disturbing thing was one of the news channels that I was watching a couple of days ago. This was their report. They said, yes, and he was driving around and then walking around, and he was going up to people saying, are you Jewish? And if they said yes, he shot him and killed him. Of the three people he killed, not one of them was Jewish. I think he thought they were. So to this guy, mission not accomplished, moron. You didn't even kill. You killed your own people. You killed the very people that you say should take over the world. Whitey. Christian, Anglo, that poor, you see that woman interviewed who lost her son and her dad?
No.
I don't even know how to describe how calm and collected this woman was. Her son was at the Jewish Community Center to sing an audition, and the second song he sang was, You're Gonna Miss Me When I'm Gone. And after he sang that song, he came out and got ambushed and killed by this guy. Oh. And so did his grandpa. So she loses her dad and her son to this maniac who ends up killing the very people he says should take back the United States. So burn in hell to this guy, and go ahead and get ready. This we'll keep this guy alive for 20 years, 15 to 20 years before we execute him. And one last thing, and I know there'll be people that won't want to hear this. This is another perfect example of why gun laws do not stop people like this. This guy was a convicted felon. You absolutely cannot have a gun if you're a convicted felon. Guess who had a gun? This guy. He's not about to follow those rules. So once again, for anybody that wants to go, yeah, see? No. Here's what you see, just like that lunatic kid with the knife. A nut is a nut is a nut, and they'll find a way to do it. And one last thing. A disturbing slant on an article that I read in USA Today about that little nut that stabbed all these people. And the whole point of the article is to question what we as a society did wrong to make this kid do this. And I thought, yeah. What? Are you kidding me?
Nobody takes responsibility.
Where did we go wrong? Where did we go wrong? The kid's a nut. The 16-year-old accused of stabbing rampage at Pennsylvania High remains as much a puzzle as the motive for the attack. Was pale, slender. They even portray him as the victim. Was pale, slender, dark-haired Alex Rebal, described by his lawyer as a B student from an Ozzie and Harriet home. Was he a loner or just quiet? Was he bullied? Was he invisible to his peers? And the whole tone of it is like shame on us for not what? For not what? Kissing his kid's butt or paying extra attention to him or something? He chose probably to be a loner. Ugh. I'm so tired of everybody making the bad guy to be the victim. That's it. And now for fun, let's go to the phones. 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. Once again, the whole show dedicated to Southside Harry. Hello, David. How are you?
Yeah, well, actually, I called in to weigh in on a 420, but you
well,
about,
go right. No, no, no. You do anything you want. It's wide open. Let's talk about 420.
You hit about two or three hot topic buttons for me. I mean, first off, on this nut case, just once I wanted to see someone on Oprah said, you know, my parents are okay. I came up in a good home. I'm just an idiot.
No, I'll tell you who said happened. No. I'll tell you who said that. Jeff Dahmer said that. I watched an interview with now Jeff Dahmer. For those who don't remember, Jeff Dahmer was not only a demented killer. He killed. He was gay and he killed men, young men, and then he ate them. Okay, in some cases he started eating them while they're still alive. And I watched the interview with his dad and. Exactly what you say we never see, and you're right, we don't see it much. He sat there and in front of his dad, looked at his dad and said, you did nothing wrong. I'm crazy, is essentially what he said. And you could not have changed it. But you're right. What you usually see is, oh man, what did we do wrong here?
Yeah.
The guy was just born a nut.
And then if there was ever a reason for that instant, you know, go straight to the execution chamber.
It's this guy.
Yeah, you know, but the reason I called initially was the 420. Okay. I don't know if there's a connection with it or not, but April 20th is Adolf Hitler's birthday.
Was he a dope smoker?
I don't know. I mean, you know, I know that because of that, several of the things we've had happen here in the States, you know, the Columbine massacre happened on 420.
Yeah, but that has nothing to do with marijuana.
No, they don't, and that's why I say I don't know if there is a correlation between them or not. It makes me wonder, or is it just 420 is a popular day? You know, it happens to be my birthday. That's why I know all of these things, because on my birthday I get to celebrate, you know, the anniversary of, you know, the Columbine massacre, the Adolf Hitler's birthday.
Are you gonna light one up on the 20th?
Probably won't this year. You know, I'm getting advanced enough in age now. I have a hard enough time keeping track of my brain cells as it is without. You're voluntarily destroying any of them. So
okay.
But thank you for taking my call.
Well, thank you, David. And I'm going to go with the Northern California story. That one makes sense to me.
What is it?
a bunch of hippies in Northern California back in the 60s or whatever would meet every day at 4:20 at the time, 4:20, and light up. And the group got bigger and bigger, and it kind of became the 4:20 Club. I'm going with that one.
Yeah, because other people have said, and they've asked questions about it being a police code.
No, it's not the 420. No, there's all kind of speculative stuff, but none of it really makes any sense. Dick is with us. Hello, Dick. Dick, that's you. Whoa, Dick. Dick, I know I can hear you, Dick. I know you're there.
Yep, I'm here.
Okay, I can barely hear you. I don't know what's going on here. Dick, say anything.
I'm here.
Okay, now we can hear you.
Okay.
Okay, what's up?
Yeah, I always thought that 420 was the police code as well.
Because as
family members gotten tickets for different things, it always had the 420 next to his crime.
But you said tickets for different things. It would have to be just paraphernalia, possession, marijuana.
Yes.
Somebody who's a cop can call us. Is 420 a police code for some sort of marijuana arrest?
But the big thing I was calling about was Dan and his stones. I sympathize with you. I was out for several days. They said I had two, and 16 stones later.
16?
At one time?
No, over a course of about a week and a half, 2 weeks.
Well, wait, even over a week and a half or 2 weeks, 16 stones. That's like
that's insane.
You're a walking quarry.
And you think of the size of like a piece of puff rice cereal?
Oh, yeah.
That was the largest, and the rest were just down to little crystals, and it was just, it was a nightmare.
Wow.
Well, we spent a lot of time last week talking about how painful they were, so we went through all that. Well, I hope you're through with them.
I am. I'm still taking the medicine to make sure there's no more, and that's the only thing I can recommend to Dan is make sure they keep you on Flomax or something else to make sure you pass out any little crystals you have left so you don't, you're flushed out and you won't get them for a year.
And what about the cranberry juice thing? Is there anything to that? Did they tell you to drink cranberry?
They didn't tell me.
They just told me to stick with low acidic juice.
All right. Okay. We got to run around time. I can't believe it. Thank you, Dick, for the call. Shoot, I got to get caught up. Sorry. I got carried away. I got to talking to people, which is what I like to do. We'll make up for it when we come back out of the break. Do not go away. We got a lot of stuff to talk about, and Jose Hernandez will join us. So stay right where you are. And where you are is the Big 550 KTRS 4 o'clock.
From ABC News and Joan Bennett.